Can you hear me? Is this working? Yes, yes it is. So, as you probably know, if you've watched me on any videos, I can talk and talk and talk. So, but I've been told I shouldn't talk for too long. So a few things. I'm a professional scientist. I trained in biochemistry, toxicology, pharmacology, worked in the pharmaceutical industry and then the biotech industry for over 30 years. I have not yet fully come to terms with my work in the industry. Now, I know I was a good person, but I've clearly been working in a place that's not good. So a couple of things. I, as a scientist, have never used the expression, the science. I've never heard a single scientist in my life use the expression, the science. So when a personality tells you, follow the science, they're lying. That's not how it works. Science works by questioning. You question everything. So I'm much more worried about answers that can't be questioned than questions that can't be asked. That's the problem. So where am I going to be? So I'm like Tess Laurie, I'm bloody furious. Because what's happened hasn't just been like some kind of an accident that's gone a bit out of control. So first, we have all been lied to. And as Patrick was saying, we're still being lied to by the media. If you're still watching the mainstream media, I strongly suggest you stop doing it. Because they only tell you lies. Pretty much about anything. Forget it. If you want to know news, turn the media off. I think I became infamous in 2020 because I was describing that I knew that lots of things you were being told were not true. For example, that the PCR test would reliably diagnose whether you had an illness. I mean, I've used the thing. I know that's not true. And I think I was one of the first people that used the L word. They're lying to you. It's not a mistake. Things like masks. Come on. A mask across your face. A mask across your face does not filter your breath going in and out of your lungs. It goes around the plastic mask. So how can it possibly protect you from any tiny particle of alleged virus? How can it possibly stop you breathing something on someone else? They are splash guards. They're designed to stop blood and pus going into the face of the health worker who's attending to you in A&E. They've never been filters for your breath. They are not filters. So they've lied to you about that. Masks have no effect whatsoever on alleged transmission of disease from one person to another. But it's worse than that. And Patrick alluded to it. They've lied about the entire pandemic. Now, I started in 2020 believing that viruses transmitted respiratory diseases from one person to another. I no longer believe that. What I can also tell you is forget about Yeadon's beliefs. Look at the epidemiological evidence. There's a guy in Canada called Dennis Rancourt, R-A-N-C-O-U-R-T. He and his team have looked at what's called all-cause mortality in all 50 states in the U.S. every week for 150 weeks. What we know is in the winter, when people die of winter-related diseases, the people who die at greatest frequency are the oldest people who are ill. When he looked in 2020, that was not the pattern he saw. There was no pandemic. The deaths started only after the WHO declared the pandemic, and the deaths occurred, I believe, due to mistreatment in hospitals with ventilation and remdesivir. I'm a pulmonary guy for almost 40 years training. You never ventilate a person who's able to breathe for themselves through an unobstructed airway with an intact chest wall. All you doctors who've sedated, ventilated patients, you're guilty of murder. You know that. That's why we allegedly suddenly needed 30,000 ventilators. It was rubbish. That's not how you treat someone with an influenza-like illness. So you were lied to about a pandemic. There's never been a pandemic. I point out, so that's the epidemiology. It simply does not match a winter type, you know, respiratory illness. It's wrong. The data are there in front of you. It's not an opinion. You can go and look it up. It's not there. Therefore, there was never any virus. There was never any virus, and the PCR test is the only evidence they've ever given you that there is one. And I told you early on, and many others have told you, you cannot use that test. Its inventor told us that you can't use that test for clinical diagnoses. Then you look at our Prime Minister of the day, Boris Johnson, having parties in his offices. I think that tells you a number of things about him, but the most important now is he was not frightened of catching a dread disease, was he? He knew there wasn't one. And then our dear departed Queen, who at 94 years of age attended a G7 meeting. Six other leaders flew in and their entourages. No quarantining, no tests. And her medical team allowed her, apparently, to mingle with these people. I think that tells you that they knew there was no new hazard in her environment. So you look at the epidemiology, you look at the behaviour, you look at the rotten tests that they imposed, no pandemic. So why did they then lock you down, smash the economy, separate your families? Why did they make you wear masks? And then finally, and this is where it's going to get really nasty, why did they insist that you get jabbed with these alleged vaccines when there wasn't an agent that you needed protecting against? So I've spent my entire professional life in what we call rational drug design. That means if you're trying to achieve something, you don't just pull a handful of nuts and bolts out of the lab drawer and hope it does something. You consider what you're trying to achieve, and then you bolt it together, you test it. If it's not right, you make a change, and you keep testing it. It's called structure-activity relationships. So, this is the important bit. I can read intent in the design of a medicine that I look at. When I looked at the design of these alleged vaccines, I saw a deliberate intent to injure, to maim, and to kill. Now, that's pretty shocking, isn't it? That I believe that's true, and I'm going to tell you a couple of bits of information so you can test it for yourself. First things first, mRNA is an unprecedented technology. That means there are no medicines like this in the world. And I tell you, what it does is it takes genetic code inside your cells, and then you copy that message into a protein. What your body is doing is making a little piece of a foreign organism. That is non-self. How do you think your body plays nice with itself, but can go to war with an invader? And the answer is, your body is finely tuned to detect self, and it leaves it alone, and non-self, and it will absolutely unleash the troops against any cell that's expressing non-self. I am telling you, mRNA-based products can only produce injury. And that was the design intent of these materials. They are making factories around the world right now to make mRNA vaccines, to build on the success of the COVID-19 vaccines. No, they're building factories that will produce materials that will injure, maim, and kill people who take them. The second piece of information I will give you is that at least the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines were wrapped in something called lipid nanoparticles. You always formulate medicines so that they stay in a pill or in an inhaler or in a liquid like this. But what was the design intent? Lipid nanoparticles are like stealthy movers. They glide around your body. They go through membranes because they're made of something like membranes. So that means the material injected in your shoulder went everywhere in your body. And given what I've just told you about what happens when your cells express this foreign protein, you get autoimmune attack wherever it's picked up. That's why you can get brain injury. You can get heart attacks. you can get renal failure, you can have premature loss of your baby. It's designed into the structures of these so-called vaccines. So no pandemic, and a structure which I, as an experienced person in research, can tell you, that's several examples, there are many more. These things have been assembled to injure you. However difficult this is going to be for you, God knows it's been difficult for me. I was a complete normie until 2020. I've had an awful time thinking about it, so I'm sure it's not much fun for you listening to it. But the truth is, there is strong evidence of a supranational plot to pretend, as Patrick said, that there's one crisis after another to which you have to react. On this occasion, an infectious disease. I think they're going to do it again and again and again. So what I'm going to suggest to you is that, what did I have in my notes? Oh, I wanted just to say a couple of other things about the vaccines to build on Dr. Ros Jones' comments. We were told that this alleged virus, COVID-19, was a particular threat to the elderly and ill. Why then are they chasing children and babies? That fits with what I've just told you, doesn't it? Doesn't it fit with what I've just told you? It's nothing to do with protecting you against a virus. They're trying to get a poisonous material into every one of you, and they won't stop. And then, they did no reproductive toxicology in animals with this material. None at all. I've read the regulatory submissions, which are a joke, by the way. You can't possibly invent a new medicine in under a year. You can't do it. It doesn't matter how much you want to. You can't conduct all the necessary steps in a year. So it's a lie. Whatever they've put in there, it's not what they've said. Last thing. For 60 years since I was born in 1960, when this country still had thalidomide on the market, since that time of realizing that thalidomide caused birth defects, we have had a habit in this country of not ever subjecting pregnant women to experimental medical therapies or even soft cheeses. So why did the College of Obstetrics and Gynecology lie and advise pregnant women to go and get jabs? Doesn't that fit with what I've just told you? They wanted this in everybody. This is a murderous attack on humanity. It starts above the level of nation. That's why the lockdown stuff was the thing that leapt at me. It's not in any country's pandemic plan. And yet they all did it at the same time. It's there. That's where it's coming from. Above us, above the nation. What they're going to do next, I promise you, I just know it. They're going to impose a digital ID on everybody. Decline it. Decline it. You do not need a digital ID to live your peaceful life. Evidence, the last hundreds of years. You do not need it. They need you to have it. Decline it. What else have they got cooking? Central bank digital currencies. Yes, it's very different from your bank card because it's a real-time transaction that looks for where you are and what you're buying before it says yes or no. Your current bank card only asks, have you got the money? So when they introduce central bank digital currencies, they'll tell you that, oh no, well, cash will run alongside it. No, I'm confident they're going to find a way of removing cash. Use cash at every possible opportunity. Decline business with anyone who won't accept it. Now this is going to involve you in inconvenience, just like declining digital ID is going to involve you in inconvenience. If you don't accept the inconvenience, you've stepped into what I believe will be the human slaughterhouse. I think they plan to take digital tyrannical control of everybody and then kill most people. That fits the data better than anything else you've been told. So if I'm wrong and you follow me, you'll get laughed at. That's not so bad. If you believe the government narrative and I'm right, you'll lose your freedom and probably your life. I'm going to stop there.
Thank you, Mike. Make some noise, everyone. There we go.
I've got one last thing. People keep telling me how brave I am. I'm not brave. I'm not brave. I'm not. I don't want to be famous. I've not made any money. I've lost a fortune. But they say you're brave. I'm going to take that on the chin. When I realised the kind of stuff we were dealing with, I thought I can do one of two things now. I can speak out or I can not speak out. Given what I think is happening, if you think it's courageous, me speaking out, think how horrible it will be if you don't speak out. You must speak out. I can't reach the people you know who aren't here, and the media's never going to tell them. So I'm sorry to put this burden on you. It's you. I can't save you. Fiona can't save you. Andrew Bridgen can't save you. You can save you. We can do it. Oh, and the final thing. Final thing. I've been trained all my life to distinguish good and bad. Like advertising, which product do you prefer? Do you like this person? Which party do you like? Good, bad, good, bad. Wrong dimension. Good versus evil is the dimension you need to look at.
Make some noise for Mike Eden, please, guys.